So you remember maybe one of your grandchildren or something, young one is there, and he might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
Yeah, anything else you might use?
I'm scared.
Scared. And a person who gets afraid very, or scared very easily is kind of a, what would you call that kind of person?
Just scary.
Mm-hmm. Scary. And you might say, well, of his brother, well, John isn't afraid now, but he
used to be.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say of his brother, that, I don't understand why John's afraid now. He
used to not be afraid.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table, and maybe the door unlocked, and his keys lying around. You see that person is what?
Very careless.
Mm-hmm. And say you have a boy and aunt or something like that. There's nothing really wrong with her, but she just acts kind of
off.
Yeah.
A little bit off.
Anything else that you
need? Just not all there.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say maybe she acts a little peculiar?
Yeah.
Any other thing like peculiar?
Queer. One that's very peculiar would be weird.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, and jokingly, if they suddenly went insane, they went off the rocker.
Mm-hmm.
The niggers would always say, he doesn't have all of his marbles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or he's touched in the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or just touched.
Touched, yeah. You mentioned the word queer there. Now, that means he's usually eccentric or something like that. Does that
yes.
word ever mean other things or than that?
Well, queer, used that way would mean that, you know, he was just not all that manly.
Mm-hmm.
It would describe a car that was, a dress that was real different. Today you might say far out.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that is a queer looking dress. Now, that certainly is a queer looking house.
Mm-hmm.
Say a modern, very modern house.
Mm-hmm. Now, say that that you were arguing with somebody, and he's the kind of person just set in his ways and will never change. You might say, well, don't be so
hard-headed, stubborn,
mm-hmm.
set in your ways.
You mentioned hard-headed. Would you ever use anything like that with maybe an animal name first?
Mule-headed, you mean?
Mule-headed, yeah.
Yes, you would. That would be the same thing as stubborn. Mm-hmm. We would use mule-headed.
Would you ever heard anybody say bull-headed?
Bull-headed.
What about pig-headed?
Pig-headed.
Mm-hmm. All those fairly common.
Very, and you know, he's as stubborn as a mule.
Mm-hmm.
That's all very common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a very common expression.
Mm-hmm.
Now somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say, he's mighty
hard to get along with.
Mm-hmm. Or say someone loses his temper when just the least little thing goes wrong, you say.
Just flies off the handle.
Mm-hmm.
For any reason at all.
Would you ever call that kind of person touchy? Or?
Yes, touchy is very common.
Mm-hmm. And
finicky.
Finicky.